2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
For me, it's like the countdown to Christmas. Early voting happening at a record pace across the country. 34 million people so far? 34 million people so far. Here in Utah, it looks like we have almost 137,000 votes that have been received. New info is being updated every single morning, and that's the first thing I look up when I get out of bed in the morning, Dave.
How many people have voted?
Well, we're hoping for 90% of people to vote by mail. That's the hope. That's the finger crossed. Hope everyone gets it in the mail. But I heard Mary Richards report on some limited early voting sites opening today in Utah. But for the next 10 minutes, we're focusing in on one county in particular, Utah County. Dan Balmus has an in-depth report on preparations for the election in Utah County. The county clerk, Amelia Powers Gardner, joins us right after to tell us more about this.
So why are we picking on Utah County? Go back to 2018 when the governor called it the epicenter of dysfunction. Ugh. After it was, remember when he said that? That's amazing. Epicenter of dysfunction. I mean, it just sort of painted the picture of what was going on there.
Voters say it was worth the time to exercise their right to vote, even if the process took 3.5 hours.
We got here about 5:45, and we just finished up.
And it's 9:15.
Yes.
I've never seen a line this long, ever, in my 30 years of voting.
That was 2 years ago when KSL Television was covering the long lines down in Utah County. We hope that was just 2 years ago and that doesn't happen again. KSL News Radio's Dan Balmus has more on what Utah County has been doing to fix it.
Utah County Clerk Amelia Powers Gardner told KSL TV last week they have new scanners and better trained employees, and they're ready for Election Day.
We have over-prepared for the number of people we expect at the polls. We know that we're going to have a lot. We're prepared to serve 3 times the number of people at the polls that voted in 2018.
If you look on the county clerk's webpage to find out where to vote in person, you'll see those locations listed as ballot pickup locations. Gardner says there's a reason for that.
So there were a lot of people that thought if they showed up at the polling location on Election Day, they were going to get to vote on a machine. And so we changed the term to ballot pickup locations to help them realize and to help explain to the public that we use paper ballots.
Debbie, if Utah County can fix the debacle that happened 2 years ago, we're putting Amelia Powers Gardner face on the side of a mountain. We're just going to carve it straight into one of those beautiful mountain peaks up in Utah County, because it was a disaster. 3.5 hours, that's the wait to vote last time around? I mean, that is brutal. I don't wait for 3.5 hours for anything. Hmm. Like maybe the birth of my child. That's the only thing I wait 3.5 hours for.
County Clerk Amelia Powers Gardner on the line live with us right now. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, we're doing really well. I'm sure you're enduring a lot of sleepless nights as we build up to, the final vote count. So are you going to be the center of function this year?
Yeah, absolutely. Our goal is to be the center of innovation rather than the epicenter of dysfunction. We've worked really hard over the last 21 months since I took office to try and make sure that we have our processes and systems to a level that can serve the 320,000 active registered voters of Utah County in a timely and secure manner.
Give us an idea. If a Utah County voter is looking to vote, walk us through what their process looks like now, if they're headed to one of those ballot pickup locations.
Yeah, so Utah County, we now use paper ballots for everything. Paper ballots are very secure. If anyone tries to make a change on a paper ballot, then we can catch it and it gets sent to what's called adjudication, as well as the fact that paper ballots make things significantly more auditable. And this helps us have a safe and secure election. So whether you vote using the Postal Service or whether you drop off your ballot at a polling location, or if you vote in person, you're going to get a paper ballot. So let's say you show up at one of those locations today. Well, they're not open today, but this election for early voting or in-person voting on a polling location, then what you have is you will be handed a paper ballot that looks just like the one that you were sent in the mail. And then you're going to get an envelope. We're going to have you fill out your ballot and mark your choices, put it in that envelope, and put it in one of our secure boxes that will then be brought directly to the county headquarters, where we will verify that it's a valid vote, extract that ballot from the envelope, and count it on our high-speed scanners.
Amelia Powers Gardner is the Utah County Clerk. And Amelia, I'm just getting a text on our Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line from a registered voter who says that it looks like 75% of Vineyard residents in a specific zip code have not gotten their ballots yet and that they've called and tried to figure it out. Do you have any idea of what's going on in that particular part of Utah County with the ballots?
Yeah, absolutely. So Vineyard being at the end of the alphabet, this year we have 320,000 registered voters. Last year we had about 280,000. So we increased by about 40,000 voters in just 1 year. Because of that, we've sent out our ballots in two batches. We had one batch that went out last Monday, and we have one batch that's going out today. And so voters in Vineyard being at the end of the alphabet, Vineyard and also Woodland Hills in Utah County, most of their ballots went out in today's batch, and they should have them by Thursday or Friday of this week.
There we go. Question answered. I love it. Utah County Clerk Amelia Powers Gardner, thank you so much for joining us.
All right. Thank you.
Dave, I'm curious to see how it all shakes out for them. I'm very, very hopeful that they've made the changes necessary, because when you look at the long lines they had in 2018 for 3.5 hours, and you looked up the long-range forecast this morning. I asked weatherman Dave to look up the long-range forecast. I worried about snow. What'd you find?
Yeah, there's a possibility.
<'Cause that laughs>
Not
line
a big surprise.
That line will be socially distanced.
Yes. So imagine the line. If you're spaced out 6 feet apart, every single person, I mean, these 3.5 hour lines, they may go the same speed, but they're going to stretch to the moon.
Straight ahead. I realized when I was a reporter covering the morning show for KSL Television that Black Friday came with an injury count. Seriously, Walmart is stepping in to stop the stampedes for the deals, especially in light of COVID-19. I can't believe it took a pandemic for them to change how Black Friday was being orchestrated. Herb Scribner with the Deseret News calling in live to tell us what he's found out.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope in Darkness on kslpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.